days are ours. And today, we've got Happy Days trivia. That venerable show was a huge hit in the 1970s and probably stuck around a bit too long. But it's chock full of trivia, so here it is. As always, it's three rounds of 10 questions each. I'm your host, Brian Rollins. This is episode 314 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast, and let's ride. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Happy Days revolved primarily around what family? The Cunningham family. Number 2. Henry Winkler played what oh-so-cool biker? Fonzie. Number 3. What child star and future director played Richie Cunningham? Ron Howard. Number 4. What was the name of Richie's sister? Joni. Number 5. Robin Williams got his big break playing what alien on Happy Days? Mork. The character would be spun off on his own show, Mork and Mindy, in 1978. Number 6. The series takes place in what U.S. city? Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Number 7. Played by Scott Baio, who was Fonzie's younger cousin? Chachi. Number 8. What were the names of Richie's two friends? Potsy and Ralph. Number 9. Based on his role in the pilot, Ron Howard was cast in what George Lucas film? American Graffiti. Number 10. In what decade does the show's setting begin? The 1950s. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What was Fonzie's full name? Arthur Fonzarelli. Number 2. Who played the Cunningham family matriarch, Marion? Marion Ross. Number 3. Who played the Cunningham family patriarch, Howard? Tom Bosley. Number 4. What 1954 song was the show's original theme song? Rock Around the Clock. The show was so popular, the song hit number 39 on the charts, nearly two decades after it hit number 1 in the 50s. Number 5. What was the name of the eldest Cunningham child that just disappeared. Chuck Cunningham. Number 6. What U.S. TV network aired Happy Days? ABC. Number 7. Of the numerous Happy Days spin-offs, which was the most successful in terms of length and audience? Laverne and Shirley. Number 8. What business does Howard run? A hardware store. Number 9. Whose wedding marked the series finale? Joni and Chachi's wedding. Number 10. Before he taught us to wax on, wax off, who played Arnold Takahashi? Pat Morita. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Which character literally jumped the shark? Fonzie. Number 2. Who is credited with creating Happy Days? Gary Marshall. Number 3. Who were the only two characters to appear in all 255 episodes? Fonzie and Howard. Number 4. Who sang the show's second theme song, Happy Days? The Ron Hicklin Singers. They were also the real background singers for the Partridge Family. Number 5. Though we usually associate leather jackets with Fonzie, what did he wear in season 1? A blue windbreaker. One of his iconic leather jackets is hanging in the Smithsonian. Number 6. Happy Days debuted in what year? 1950s, it debuted in 1974. Number 7. The unsold pilot was aired as part of what anthology series? Love American Style. Number 8. Including animated versions, how many spin-offs did Happy Days have? 7, plus an additional 2 shows never made it past their pilots, The Ralph and Potsy Show and The Pinky Tuscadero Show. Number 9. How many seasons did Happy Days have? 11 seasons. Number 10, what was Richie's favorite song? One he'd break into when things were going his way. Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino. And that's it for Happy Days Trivia. Let me know how you thought this episode was. You can find me on social media and Spotify. Next week, we head back to the stars with some science fiction. Here's a clue for what to expect. What sci-fi TV series is based on the books of the same name, written by James S. A. Corey? This one has been on my to-do list since 2019 when I was brainstorming ideas for the podcast. Good luck, and I'll see you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 314 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening. Long before the summer of love, pride parades down Market Street, and the fight for marriage equality, San Francisco in 1953 was all about the Red Scare, FBI investigations, yellow journalism run amok, and the ladies who play mahjong over tea. In The Unexpected Heiress, Private Detective Nick Williams is called in to see his lawyer and friend Jeffrey Klein, whose mystery client, under contract to Metro, was just arrested at the Kit Kat Club on Polk Street, but somehow got off with a bench warrant. Jeffrey wants to know who in the police department worked things behind the scenes for the star of the upcoming blockbuster, It Was Raining Then. Meanwhile, a late-night phone call from his estranged father sends Nick into a tailspin, and a family secret, along with a lot of other things better kept hush-hush, are all splashed on the front pages of the Daily News. It ain't pretty. In the end, for Nick and his lover, a strapping firefighter named Carter Jones, it's actually the beginning of a whole new way of doing business. The Unexpected Heiress by Frank W. Butterfield is book one in the Nick and Carter series and is available now on Audible and iTunes.